Well, he did a nice job. He moved the ball to both sides of the plate. Threw some off-speed pitches when he needed to. Had the cutter going, and I thought just really, really just competed well, and obviously kept us right there where we needed to be, and gave us a shot to win the game.
What does it say about your pitching and your defense, seeing those guys help the two hits?
Well, I think we all take a lot of pride in our pitching and defense, and anytime we have one of the five stars on the mound, we feel good, and had some big plays again today, and the relay with Blanco to Scudero being in the right position and Crawford letting that ball go was a big point in the game.
Were you surprised, A, that the relay went to Scudero, and B, that Fielder even tried to score with nobody out?
I felt like when the ball took that funny bounce that he might send him, and I think the throw was intended to go to Crawford, but Scudero was in the right spot and made a nice throw.
Buster, how much have you worked on that sweep tag since you've come back from your injury?
I worked on it in the spring. That's about the most, it's not like I practiced it during the season.
What is that like with Prince Fielder bearing down on you? That's a big man.
You want to try to make sure you're light on your feet and, I don't know. You have to be there to know what it's like.
Can you tell just from watching Bumgarner warm up that he changed some things and was going to be different this time?
Yeah, I think I could definitely see some adjustments that he made. And I thought his direction was a lot better. This game he was more north and south instead of side to side. And he did a nice job. I mean, it's not easy. I know he's been frustrated with the way he's been throwing. For him to come out here tonight shows the type of guts he has.
You guys have had so many like magical moments on your side in these first two games. Do you feel like you have something extra carrying into Detroit?
We're playing one game at a time, and we're happy to get these two wins, but there's a lot of work still to be done.
Did you think that Prince was sliding kind of into you, maybe even inadvertently, but it seemed like he kind of seeked you out a little bit? Whereas if he had slid for the plate or outside, he would have probably been safe.
Well, you get a feel when the guy's coming down the line where they are. And I could kind of feel that he was more directly coming into the plate instead of going for a sweep tag. But it's happening fast. So you also have to react to the throw coming from the infielder. It was good. It was in a good spot.
That last at-bat you had before Hunter did the sack fly, did it feel like they were pitching around you a little bit?
I don't think so. He made some of the pitches were really close.
Buster, obviously fans here are ecstatic with the two wins. I know what you said, you're trying to tone down the excitement, but how would you characterize the position you guys find yourselves in right now, halfway there?
Well, we're in a good position. But I think we also know, we were in a similar position as these guys were in the previous two series. So, there's not any time to let up, that's for sure.
You guys played so well on the road this year. Does that give you a little extra nudge going into Detroit? I mean, particularly in the second half.
I don't know if it's an extra nudge. I think we're playing well, playing confidently right now, regardless of where it is.
The bullpen hadn't really been put in a tough spot for a few days, obviously came through today. I mean, as a group, how well are they pitching when they need to these days?
Really well. You get late in the game and you got Casilla, Affelt, Lopez, and Romo. Those four arms are really tough. Even the guys that might pitch earlier in the game have good arms, so it's definitely a weapon for us.
For a rotation that started slowly in the postseason, you had five very well-pitched games in the last five. What's been the difference?
I don't know. I mean, I think fastball command's been big for a lot of these guys, I mean, they're good. They've been good. They've been good all year, and have an idea of what they're doing, and they've been executing their game plan.
And can you talk about Madison's performance? I'm sure you've been asked that a couple times already, but for us who got here a bit late, talk about what he did tonight.
Well, they just did a nice job of using both sides of the plate. He threw his fastball in and away, and used a cutter in and off the plate as well, and mixed in a few curveballs when he needed to, and even was elevating and throwing the ball down. So just all around had a good performance.
Busty, you spent so much this postseason scrapping and clawing and coming back from the brink. Now here you are up 2-0 and you got Vogie and Kane coming back. How does that change sort of the feel of where you are now?
It shouldn't change. It shouldn't change the feel. I don't think that shouldn't be a problem in the World Series, you know. We got to keep grinding. Keep going up there and having good at-bats and playing from pitch to pitch.
What did you notice today as opposed to a couple last starts from Madison? What was he doing differently to make him more successful?
I think the big thing was he was on top of the ball, you know. And what I mean is he had his hand on top of the ball and was creating a better angle.
You're catching every game now instead of 3 out of 5, 4 out of 5. How's that feel? Is it all adrenaline now?
Yeah, I feel great.